Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A special panel appointed by Governor Charlie Baker is calling for a new fiscal control board to oversee the MBTA. That's just one of the many recommendations in a new report from the panel, which says the long-troubled transit system is in severe financial distress. WBUR's Asma Khalid has details.
Each day this week, drips and drops of this report were leaked to the press. It was all carefully orchestrated, painting a picture of a system suffering from mismanagement. Then it culminated yesterday when Governor Baker released the full report with his analysis of the problems.
Fixing the system will require major management changes and reform.
His words were echoed by the co-chair of the T panel, Katie Lapp.
There is a pervasive organizational failure at the MBTA. These problems were not created by the January and February blizzards.
Lapp is also the former CEO of the New York MTA. She joins her fellow panelists in recommending a series of reforms, including this idea of temporarily replacing the MassDOT board with a fiscal and management control board to oversee all aspects of the T for 3 to 5 years.
I want to be clear that the panel rejects the reform versus revenue debate because we feel strongly the MBTA needs both.
The report suggests the state legislature lift the cap on raising MBTA fares, but it does not point to major streams of potential revenue or concerns about overcapacity.
I think it's very hard to answer the quote, additional revenue question until you answer the existing revenue question.
Governor Baker is referring to information in the report which shows only about half the money allocated for capital investments was actually spent by the T in the last 5 years. Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack says she does not know why those numbers don't match up, but she's trying to find an answer.
I've talked to the interim general manager, and we are already launching an investigation into where the money got stuck.
Pollack says, sure, the MBTA needs long-term investment, but in the short term, it needs to make sure it's using every penny available.
The MBTA that is described in the panel report is literally incapable of spending additional resources while it needs to be fixed.
But the panel's limited focus on revenue feels like a missed opportunity to former Transportation Secretary James Aloisi.
They know everybody can agree on adopting best management practices. That's nothing bold about that. That's the easy part.
Aloisi says he's disappointed the difficult part, the money conversation, is getting kicked down the track again. There's a different concern for Rafael Morris, an attorney at the Conservation Law Foundation.
I think there was a lot of description of the symptoms and less descriptions of the causes of the problems.
Morris points to the problem of chronic absenteeism that the governor highlighted in his press conference.
The average worker at the MBTA takes off 57 days per year, not counting weekends or holidays.
Why is there absenteeism, you know?
Again, Rafael Morris.
It strikes me that the implication here with absenteeism is that, you know, it's a bunch of kids skipping school, you know, smoking pot behind the school building. I don't think that's what's going on at the T.
Morris says he does agree, though. The high absence rate at the T is problematic, especially if it means services are dropped because somebody doesn't show up for work. But he says until we understand the causes, it's hard to craft a solution. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.